Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Alam naman nating lahat na dahil sa COVID-19, madaming nakaranas ng financial distress. So ang mga, well, may hiniram o pinagkakautangan sa bangko ay medyo hirap magbayad muna. Kailan nga ulit matatapos dapat itong loan deferral, bank loan deferral? Kailan nga po siya dapat matatapos?
Yung loan deferral is good for 6 months. So nagsimula siya ng April, 1st of April, matatapos siya 30th of September. Because it reduced last March at the height of the COVID, no, ng pandemic. And so the government, the banks actually cooperated with the government para bigyan ng tao ng parang reprieve break.
Yes.
Kasi hindi nila alam kung mawawala ng trabaho, kung may trabaho sila in the next 6 months. So it was provided by the banks and it will end in the 30th of September.
30th of September. Ngayon po, merong development kaugnay niyan. Because of what's happening, mukhang hindi naman talaga matatapos pa ang pasakit ng COVID. Hence, hindi lahat ay kayang muling magbayad pag natapos yung first extension. So tama po ba meron pang additional na 4-month extension? Pero hindi automatic ito.
Oo. Well, the Australian Banking Association, in cooperation with the banks, actually knows that a lot of, there are still a certain like sectors in our economy na naapektuhan talaga ng COVID, ano? And these are people, they are those employed in these sectors na hindi talaga mahihirapan pa. So this is on a case-to-case basis. So banks are willing to extend yung deferral. So from, if it ends on the 30th of September, pwede ka pang mag-extend another 4 months. But it will be selective, ano? It will only be for those people who may mga mortgage na hindi talaga kayang magbayad pa.
Mm-hmm.
And what they'll do is the banks will call each of these clients na meron pang ongoing na loan to, loan deferrals, under the loan deferral scheme. Tapos tatawagan nila isa-isa, discuss their situation. Kasi hindi naman pwedeng ibigay ng basta-basta. Only for those that are actually qualified for it. Discuss their situation. And then, of course, discuss how they can actually get out of this situation na makabayad din sila eventually ng loan nila after the 6 months or after the 4 months that kung ibigay man sa kanila.
Okay. So, ma'am, ang bangko ang tatawag sa clients.
Yeah, that's what the banks have been saying, doon sa mga bulletins nila sa amin sa mga brokers katulad ko, that they will start calling each of these customers na meron pang ongoing loan deferral schemes, no? But it's also advisable for you if you want to actually pick up the phone and call your bank para at least para ma-comfort ka knowing na, ma-extend ako another 4 months. At least man lang until Christmas, September, October, November, December, until January, di ba?
Makakahinga, yes. So, ma'am, okay, for those who want to take a proactive stance, no, patungkol sa paghingi ng extension sa kanilang, yung pagbabayad, yung mga repayments nila sa banko, and what advice would you give? Or ano yung mga hakbang na pwede nilang sundin or gawin patungkol dito?
Well, this of course requires proof from the, kasi dati yung 6 months, na reprieve natin. Actually, no questions as yung mga banko. If you request for it, ibibigay sa'yo. Your job is affected or not, bibigyan ka 6 months to pause if you actually request for it. But this time, I think, it's selective. So, tatanungin ka talaga, anong industry ka, bakit ka apektado, wala ka bang trabaho, what are you doing to get another job, di ba?
Yes.
Or are you upskilling yourself? So, siguro, it stricto sila.
Mas uusisain po nila the details.
Oo, mas uusisain nila. And of course, during the next 4 months na gagawin, kunyari kung na-extend man yan, I don't think i-extend pa nila further. No? Ang tingin ko is they will actually try to get in touch with you, find out kung if you have a way of getting back to normal na mabayaran mo yung loan.
Mm-hmm.
Kung hindi, anong pwedeng gawin pa nilang maipotulong, like probably restructure the loan or probably baka interest-only repayment muna. Magsisimula ka magbayad pero interest-only. Kasi at the end of the day, yung hindi mo ibinayad na repayment sa banko for 6 months or for another 4 months or 10 months, ibabalik din yan nilalagay on top of your loan.
Ah, wala palang lusot.
Wala kang lusot. Babayaran mo rin siya.
Uh-huh.
So, the worst scenario is eventually, of course, kung hindi talaga kaya niyo ng bayaran, but you have to sell the house, yung nasasabihin sa'yo ng banko.
Uh-huh. Okay, but ma'am, in terms of yung alternatives that might be on the or options that might be on the table for bank customers, ito po ba ay something na ino-offer kaagad ng banko? So let's say gusto makipag-usap, ano yung mga ilalatag ninyo na options ko? Pwede ba akong mag-restructure? Ito po ba yung kumbaga ino-offer to kaagad, or is it something na kailangan i-research din ng bank customers, 'di ba? Para medyo informed din sila pag umupo sila with the banks.
Pwede yung i-restructure. I think that's the best case scenario. Structure mo. Kasi kunyari, 30-year loan term mo siya kinuha. Tama yun, nasa 25 years. May natitira ka pang parang 20 years to go. Pwede mong i-restructure in such a way na balik mo sa 30 years. So yun, pakikausapan mo lang yung banko kung posible yun. Ano? These are things na pwede mong ilagay sa table. Or interest only muna. Interest muna ang babayaran nila para hindi masyado mabigat. Kasi pag principal and interest, mas malaki yung monthly repayment mo as opposed to interest only. So the bank should discuss with you ways for you to be able to get through this na hindi mawawala ang bahay.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.